Section 4.6, sharing the road with motorcycles, bicyclists, pedestrians, and large trucks, including visibility limitations. Sharing the road with large vehicles. In 2004, 416,000 large trucks, gross vehicle weight rating greater than 10,000 pounds, were involved in traffic crashes in the United States. 4,862 were involved in fatal crashes. A total of 5,190 people died, 12% of all the traffic fatalities reported in 2004, and an additional 116,000 were injured in those crashes. Large trucks accounted for 8% of all vehicles involved in fatal crashes and 4% of all vehicles involved in injury and property damage-only crashes. One out of eight traffic fatalities in 2004 resulted from a collision involving a large truck. Drivers of large trucks were less likely to have a previous license suspension or revocation than were passenger car drivers, 7% and 13% respectively. See footnote number 5. In 2004, medium trucks, four wheels in the back, large trucks, and tractor trailers accounted for a combined 399 fatal crashes on Florida roadways. See footnote number 6. For safety's sake, you must understand all traffic laws, be courteous, abide by the rules of the road, and drive responsibly. Large vehicles include not only trucks, but also any vehicle you have trouble seeing around. They may include buses, vans, delivery trucks, motorhomes, and some sport utility vehicles, or SUVs. There are blind spots on both sides of their vehicles, just as your car has blind spots. We sometimes refer to this blind spot as the no zone. The drivers of these vehicles must use their mirrors. As the bumper sticker says, if you can't see my mirrors, I can't see you. If the large vehicle needs to swerve or change lanes for any reason, a crash with you can occur. Try not to stay in the no zone of either side of the large vehicle any longer than is necessary. Another no zone is that large area directly behind them. Tailgating greatly increases your chances of a rear-end collision. Remember, you cannot see what the driver can see, and you must rely on the brake lights of his or her vehicle. He has used up his reaction time and now has started his braking distance. Another no zone is just in front of large vehicles. When passing a bus or truck, be sure you can see the front of the vehicle in your rearview mirror before pulling in front of the vehicle. Another no zone is when the vehicles are making a wide right turn. When a large vehicle needs to make a wide turn, sometimes it needs to swing wide to the left in order to safely negotiate a right turn. They cannot see you directly behind or beside them. Cutting in between the vehicle and the curb on the shoulder to the right increases the possibility of a crash. Another no zone is when a truck is backing up. Sometimes a truck must block the street to maneuver its trailer accurately. Never cross behind a truck that is preparing to back up or is in the process of doing so. Remember, most trailers are 8.5 feet wide and can completely hide objects that suddenly come between them and the loading areas. Drivers attempting to pass behind a truck enter a blind spot for both drivers. Sharing the road with a bicycle. The first automobile crash in the United States occurred in New York City in 1896 when a motor vehicle collided with a bicycle rider. Famous First Facts by Joseph Kane. In 2004, 119 bicyclists were killed in Florida and an additional 4,820 were injured in 5,203 crashes. Bicyclist deaths accounted for 3.7% of all traffic fatalities and 2% of the traffic injuries in Florida for 2004. See footnote number 7. Bicyclist fatalities occurred more frequently in urban areas, 66%, at non-intersection locations, 67%, between the hours of 5 p.m. and 9 p.m., 30%, and during the months of June, July, and August, 36%. Most of the bicyclists killed or injured in 2004 were males, 87% and 76% respectively, and most were between the ages of 5 and 44 years, 58% and 78% respectively. See footnote number 8. As a driver of a large vehicle, give a bicycle extra space whenever possible. Some riders may not be able to control their bicycles well and may suddenly get in your path. Be sure to give extra space to young riders, riders who may be sick, riders that may have been drinking, and older riders. As you start to pass, approach slowly and try not to frighten the rider. Before passing, be aware of the possible path a bicyclist may take. Florida law requires bicyclists to ride on the right side of the roadway. The cyclist may swerve into your path for a variety of reasons that you may not be aware of, such as potholes, puddles, and storm drains. If you can predict a possible change of direction, maybe you can stop in time to avoid a crash. Always start your pass well behind the bicycle. You should have at least one half of a lane between your car and the bicyclist. If you do not have this space, wait for a gap in the oncoming traffic and then pass. Remember, before you move over to pass, signal to the traffic behind you to let them know that you are changing lanes. You may want to warn the cyclist also by tapping your horn. Large three-wheel cycles are becoming popular in communities, especially retirement areas. They provide transportation and exercise. In retirement areas, they may travel in large groups. At night, use your low-beam headlights. Avoid shining your high-beam headlights into riders' eyes. Remember, when parallel parking, check for bicycles and cars before opening the driver's side door. Sharing the road with a motorcycle. In 2004, 4,008 motorcyclists were killed and an additional 76,000 were injured in traffic crashes in the United States, 8% more than the 3,714 motorcyclist fatalities and 14% more than the 67,000 motorcyclist injuries reported in 2003. Motorcycles make up for more than 2% of all registered vehicles in the United States in 2003 and accounted for only 0.3% of all vehicle miles traveled. In 2004, motorcyclists accounted for 9% of total traffic fatalities, 11% of all occupant fatalities, and 3% of all occupants injured. Motorcycles are more likely to be involved in a fatal collision with a fixed object than are other vehicles. In 2004, 26% of the motorcycles involved in fatal crashes collided with a fixed object, compared to 18% for passenger cars, 12% for light trucks, and 4% for large trucks. See footnote number 9. Motorcyclists' actions that can affect you are numerous. A rider must operate separate brakes for front and rear wheels just to stop. In addition, the rider must coordinate foot and hand brakes carefully for maximum braking. If the front brake is applied independently, it can lock the front wheel and cause a loss of control. This may result in crashes with other road users. The motorcycle rider must coordinate the hand throttle, hand clutch, and foot gear shift lever to accelerate smoothly. If this action is not performed smoothly, a balance problem may occur. The problem is magnified when a vehicle is following too closely. Following a motorcycle or a motorcycle following you may cause a problem. You should continuously check your rearview mirror and be aware of motorcycles following you. When a motorcycle is following you, try not to make any sudden stops. Weather and road conditions present greater problems to the motorcyclist than to the driver of a motor vehicle. Allow extra space for motorcycles in all adverse conditions. A motorcyclist cannot cope with adverse weather conditions as well as you can. For example, a puddle may hide a pothole that jolts your car. That same hidden hole can throw a motorcycle out of control. Just as for you, the worst time for a motorcyclist is immediately after it starts to rain. As rain mixes with dirt and oil on the road, traction is greatly reduced. Since balance is important for motorcycles, reduced traction is far more critical to a motorcyclist's control. When you are following a motorcyclist that is crossing railroad tracks or carrying passengers, use extra caution. Railroad tracks may present a special problem due to the fact that the motorcycle tires can get caught in the grooves of the crossing, which could result in the rider losing balance. You should predict that the rider might lose balance and/or control at a railroad crossing. For motorcycle licensing and training, if under the age of 21, by Section 322.0255, you're required to attend and complete a Florida Motorcycle Safety Education program prior to getting an endorsement. The training is a 15-hour program held by private businesses throughout the state. For motorcycle licenses, you must take all tests and meet all requirements of a Class C license prior to being issued a motorcycle endorsement or a motorcycle-only license. Sharing the road with pedestrians. In 2004, 4,641 pedestrians were killed in traffic crashes in the United States, a decrease of 15% from the 5,489 pedestrians killed in 1994. Of the 4,641 pedestrians killed, 504 were in Florida. On average, a pedestrian is killed in a traffic crash every 113 minutes. There were 68,000 pedestrians injured in traffic crashes in 2004. On average, a pedestrian is injured in a traffic crash every 8 minutes. In 2004, almost one-fifth, or 19%, of all children between the ages of 5 and 9 years who were killed in traffic crashes were pedestrians. In addition, children under 15 years old accounted for 8% of all pedestrian fatalities in motor vehicle crashes. These young pedestrians accounted for 7%, or 20,000, of the total pedestrians injured in motor vehicle crashes in 2004. Older pedestrians, ages 70 and up, accounted for 15% of all pedestrian fatalities and 6% of all pedestrians injured. The death rate for this group, both males and females, was 2.86 per 100,000. This was higher than any other age group. During 2004, 40% of the young pedestrian fatalities occurred between the hours of 3 p.m. and 7 p.m., and 49% occurred on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Of all the highway users, pedestrians are the most vulnerable. It is the special responsibility of the driver to watch for and protect pedestrians. See footnote number 10. Many pedestrians who do not drive are not fully aware of all the traffic laws and signals. Many do not know the distance needed to stop a moving vehicle. Children and the elderly are most at risk. Children can act impulsively and may run into traffic without thinking. The elderly may take longer to cross the street. They may not be able to see or hear well and may be unaware of possible dangers. Never assume that pedestrians will move out of the way. In some situations, you may have to stop to allow a pedestrian to cross safely. Try to let them know you are there by utilizing a tap on your horn or a hand wave. Many pedestrians assume that drivers will yield the right of way to anyone in the crosswalk. When they cross at an intersection with a green light, a pedestrian may not even look for oncoming traffic. Pedestrians waiting to cross the street often stand in the street instead of on the curb. They may even dash across the street without warning. During a rainstorm, many pedestrians are more concerned about protection from the weather and may pay little attention to moving traffic. Be alert for pedestrians at night, even in well-lighted areas. It is often difficult to identify pedestrians in this condition. A problem to be aware of is when leaving an alley or driveway. Always stop before crossing the sidewalk and look for pedestrians. You may tap your horn as a warning. Remember, once across the sidewalk, be prepared to yield the right of way to other traffic on the street. Although a jogger is safer using a sidewalk or jogging path, you may encounter joggers on the street. A jogger who is coming toward you should see you. However, a jogger whose back is toward you may not hear you coming. Also, be aware of joggers who may be wearing music headsets. The moment you step from your vehicle, you are a pedestrian. The knowledge that you have about driving makes you more aware of possible problems and conflicts with pedestrians. Sharing the road with a blind person. The primary traveling aids for a person who is blind are often a white cane and/or a trained guide dog. Independent travel involves some risk that can be greatly reduced when you, the driver, are aware of the use and meaning of a white cane or guide dog. Drivers must always yield the right of way to persons who are blind. When a pedestrian is crossing a street guided by a dog or carrying a cane or walking stick that is white in color or white tipped with red in a raised or in an extended position, the vehicle must come to a complete stop. Traffic regulations to assist mobility-impaired persons. Whenever a pedestrian that is mobility-impaired, using a wheelchair, crutches, cane, or walker, is in the crosswalk, it is the driver's responsibility to stop at the intersection to allow the pedestrian to cross safely and allow for any necessary precautions. Once the pedestrian has crossed safely, the driver may proceed with caution.